Hello everybody, welcome to a Dreamweaver CS4 tutorial. We're going to show you how Dreamweaver CS4, you can connect to your site, connect to your FTP site in Dreamweaver if you haven't done that yet. So we'll click on Site, New Site, and I'm just going to set up Flash Building website, Dreamweaver CS4. I'm going to call it FB Dreamweaver CS4. DWCS4. So it's Flash Building Dreamweaver CS4 www.flashbuilding.com. Next. Yes, I want to use server technology, and the one I want is PHP. You select any type you want to work with. But in these tutorials, I'm going to be using PHP and MySQL. And how do you want to work with your files during development? I want to edit locally, then upload remote testing server. That's what I want. And let's see, my documents. I already have a folder set up where I want this. My five sites. There it is. So you can have a pre-existing folder just created on your system, and then go and refer to that when they ask you here to choose the local root folder for your site. I would just go ahead and make a folder and then refer to it when they ask you. Press select, then you press next. How do you want to connect? FTP. Okay, so there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Well, there's 4 input fields here, and each one of these 4 input fields, the information that you need for this test connection to happen successfully, those 4 pieces of data, if you don't have them sitting in front of you, then you can get them from your host company. The customer service at your hosting company can supply you with all of this data. You just tell them what you're doing, how you're in Dreamweaver setting up your site, and they'll know. If they don't, they're not competent. And so I'm going to place my data in, and I'm going to test my connection. Okay, so if you're working in the root directory, the line that asks what folder on the testing server do you want to store your files in, you can leave that blank, because mine tested successfully. See? You want to get this as output when you test connection there. Dreamweaver connected to your web server successfully. And so you just need your FTP login name, your FTP password. If you're using the root folder in the root directory of the website, you can just leave what folder on testing server do you want to store your files in blank. You can leave that line blank. And usually just your www.whatever.com is the host name or FTP address. So there you go. So after you have a successful test connection, then you press next. Dreamweaver communicates with your testing server using HTTP just like a browser, so it needs to know the URL of your site's root folder, flashbuilding.com. That is the one. Let's test it out. The URL prefix test was successful. Now, if you don't have an index page on your server yet, you might not get a successful output message there when you test the URL. If you happen to not get success when you test URL, make an index.html file in WordPad or Notepad and FTP it any way you can to your server root directory. Then when you test URL, you'll get a success message. Press next. And you want to enable checking in and checking out to ensure that your coworkers cannot edit the same file at the same time. No, I don't want that because I'm working alone. Next. Okay, so it's showing us our settings and the summary. So everything went through good. And press done. And you'll see here, you'll have your root directory right there. And this is the root directory of the site on your local machine. See? That folder I made FB_DW. So if you want to see the other view on the server, you just hit remote view and it'll gather all the data there. See that? And then let's go back to local view. So what you can do is, once you're at remote view, you can take your index file, highlight it, bring it over, get files, hit that green arrow, get dependent files. You can change this preference in site category of the site. Let's say no for now. Let's just show you an example of bringing that over. That way we can prove that we're connected online and we're FTPing straight through Dreamweaver like we should be in order to use the PHP and MySQL built-in data objects that Dreamweaver has to offer us. Okay, so let's show it. Where is that folder? There's an index file, and it put a notes folder in there for us. So there you have it. This folder was empty a moment ago. See, look, I can delete this. Yes, go on the server, grab the index page, get files, and then in that folder, bada bing bada boom, this time it brought the dependent files with it because I didn't select it not to. You see? There's my CSS and stuff. And still bringing them all in. So you can just download the whole directory if you want. That's if you had any files in there, but index page. But yours would be empty. Just pretend mine's empty too.